Welcome back. You're listening to Horizons on Radio Kerry. Sylvia Thompson, this is the 1st of September and this is the season of creation. Where do you want us to put our energy this month?
The first call is to pray, and this is World Day of Prayer for Creation, set up by Pope Francis in 2015. So, as a committee in the diocese, we are organising two events, and then we're hoping that parishes will organise an event themselves. In the diocese, we're organising a webinar, and that's with Dr. Niamh Brennan, eco-cosmologist. She will bring us to the big picture, where all of this started, where God started the story of creation. And then our second event will be in a parish, where a parish is responding to the call of the Irish bishops to return 30% of parish grounds to the care of creation or for pollinators by 2030. Every parish in the whole of Ireland has been invited to do this, and people will need help. Some are already started, some are maybe a good bit down the road, some have never even heard the call.
It can be a bit of a controversial area, Sylvia, because some people want to let their whole landscape around the church go wild. Others want none of it. So how do they go about doing it?
By bringing a group together and making sure that all the voices are heard, and they create a plan. And they create a plan with people who know what they're doing. So the plan is not anything drastic. They can do it in stages. First of all, by looking at their grounds and seeing what's there already. And there may be plenty there already, or maybe it's all concrete. Where do they want to start? In something very, very small. Maybe it's a little bit of the planting they want to change. Instead of mowing every week, they might like to mow every 4 to 6 weeks in a certain area. But they need a plan, and they need to bring people with them.
This is an absolutely beautiful time of the year that unites a lot of people. So you want people to attend the webinar.
On the 12th.
And there will be a workshop to help people plan their landscape around 30% going back to nature.
Yes, and all the details of that are found now on our Diocese of Kerry website. So there is no need for people to panic or to get worried. This is a little thing about taking something in steps. And if you think about a workshop like that, that's also going to be in a context of prayer. Remember, the theme for the season of creation is to hope and act with creation. And there are people there to help. In the County Council in Kerry, we have a wonderful biodiversity officer. We also have 11 parishes in Cork, and their link is going to be their local heritage officer, who's also prepared to give the helping hand and guidance to parishes who want to take initial steps and explore this idea.
So there is help out there. There's directions on our website. And really, Sylvia, you are just encouraging people to do something this season of creation.
Yes. Some parishes, of course, have a harvest event. That would be the perfect Sunday to link this in. They might have a little sacred space when they think about soil and water and the flowers that are out at that time locally. They might think of the hymns that they will sing. I'd love to finish with a lovely piece from the Canticle of the Creatures, attributed to Saint Francis. Praise be to you, my Lord, through our sister Mother Earth, who sustains and governs us, producing varied fruits with coloured flowers and herbs. Praise and bless my Lord, and give him thanks, and serve him with great humility.
Your presence.
Niamh Brennan is our special guest Thursday, the 12th of September, in our Season of Creation webinar entitled To Hope and Act with Creation. Niamh, some people aren't in the care for creation actions for the long haul.
Yeah, and I suppose that again has to do with the story that they inhabit. I suppose if you see yourself as part of the systems of life and life with a capital L, it won't just be about your own immediate being.
It's a really fascinating area. It's a big message.
Yeah, it's a big topic, and I think as well, like, we need to go back and ask the big questions. You know, who are we? Why are we here? Do we matter? And I think this story, this cosmic story, it calls us again into a new framework of those questions.
Sometimes people can find it too big, too challenging. What do you say to that, Niamh?
Well, I think that we should always grapple with the questions, and we should always go to the next why. You know, we have inherited so many of our belief systems, and in many ways we've been taught not to think and not to ask questions, whether it's through the media or the internet. You know, we're satisfied with answers that are provided by someone else. And I think actually it's a crucial time in Earth history that we need to ask the questions.
How does all this marry up with Christian beliefs?
Well, you see, I'm not a theologian, and I think there is work being done now by theologians such as John Haught. He's in the States. Ilia Delio, she's also in the States. Actually, even in Ireland as well, Dermot Lane has written a wonderful book. And like Brian Grogan as well, who wrote the book there for the Knock Walk, they are kind of re-examining what does Christianity mean in light of this story. So they'd be best placed to answer those questions than myself and Donald Orr, but there are people grappling with those questions. The only thing I would say is that it doesn't negate Christianity whatsoever at all. In fact, it's just another lens through which to read it.
Niamh, thank you for chatting to me this morning, and we look forward to you being present on the September Care of Creation webinar. So thank you very much.
Thanks very much for the call, Mary, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Care of the Earth. God, our Creator, you have given us the earth and the sky and the seas. Show us how to care for the earth, not just for today, but for the ages to come. Let no plan or work of ours damage or destroy the beauty of your creation. Send forth your spirit to direct us to care for the earth and all creation. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan, this morning on Horizons. Just a thought for the coming week is on the Season of Creation theme from our Justice, Peace and Integrity of Creation group within the diocese. Mass follows directly. Till this time, next Sunday morning, have a very good week. Thank you.
Thank you.